Do not adjust your MP3 player. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control.
Omega oil is good for rheumatism, so they declare. And olive oil is good upon a salad, also on the hair. Though we know that castor oil always cures the pain, banana oil is something new. So just let me explain. When he tells you, I adore you, that's banana oil. And she answers, I'll die for you, that's banana oil. He says, when I buy the stone, what a handsome ring you'll own. But the only ring she gets is on the telephone. You're the first boy ever kissed me. That's banana oil. And I wonder if you miss me. More banana oil. He says, I'll do right by Nell. Mother thinks that's simply swell. But Dad is wise and he knows right well. That's banana oil. Now, standard oil is always advertising. We know that's so. They claim their oil is far more popular than any kind we know. But there is still another oil, seen to rank supreme. It's what we call banana oil. I'll tell you what I mean. When a girl says, I'm just 20, that's banana oil. And if money Dad has plenty, that's banana oil. I wonder what's become of maids used to wear their hair in braids when you took them dancing, ordered only lemonades.
Yes, my hair is naturally curly.
That's banana oil.
And I've got to be home early.
More banana oil. Who says girls hate new clothes to wear? Who says older men won't stare? And who says our moms don't bob their hair? That's banana oil.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome to this podcast. This series is what I call Banana Oil, just like the song states. We poke fun at life in general, politics, parody tunes, and some really old-time radio, silly adult theme shows.
Because I just love farming, more banana oil. Now here's one thing I'll tell you what. Big oil men I've met a lot, but the only oil those birds have got is just banana oil.
You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Disclaimer. The material and comments presented in this podcast
do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the producers and the providers, and about half the world. They are strictly of their own making and of their own minds.
I bought one of my own. Now I sit at home alone and hear them dish the dirt. But all that I can hear is...
Hello one, hello all, it's Radio Dan here with your Radio Dan pre-show. So all of you people who groove and rock when it comes to the replays, you people who listen at 6 a.m. or you listen at 12 noon or who knows when they might play this, this is your minute and a half pre-show that I like to do and chat with you, let you know what's coming up. Tonight is the big 100th episode of Radio Dan. It's a momentous occasion. It's a very exciting time in all of our lives. especially yours. So you're going to want to sit back and enjoy, because we should have a little bit of fun. Jessica! Jessica, we gotta get Jessica in here, because otherwise, you know what? She won't come. That's the Jessica. Literally. 30 seconds till on air time.
My cheek hurts so bad. Is it red?
Let me see. Maybe a little bit.
You're scruff, man.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Well, 5 o'clock shadow.
Yes. Only now.
Do we have any prep?
No, we got nothing. Yeah, just so everybody knows, we got nothing tonight, so there's no reason for you to listen. This
okay,
show
is. We're
starting right now, hon. She gets up anyway. Time for the show to start!
Equally.
PBS presents this program in color.
Do you know what time it is? It's 9 o'clock. That means it's time for the Radio Dan Show. With your host, Radio Dan.
You know, it was a time that you were much better at doing that intro. I don't know what happened. You used to be able to hit that so perfectly.
Well, you know, my cheek really hurts.
Well, no. Here's what happened. Welcome, everybody, to the Radio Dan Show. I am your host, Radio Dan. Glad you could make it tonight. See, here's what happens is that I say, Jess, there's 1 minute or 30 seconds left before the show starts.
I'm dying over here.
Right? And Jessica says, oh, okay, you know what? I'm going to go get a soda. I'm going to, you know what, this 30, oh, okay, and then sometimes you'll come back. And,
I'm going to go make dinner.
Right. And then you'll come back and you'll say, why did you start the show without me? As though, like, I will hold the minute before 9, it's going to stay 8:59 for 4 minutes while you get yourself a cup of soda.
A cup of pop?
While you get yourself a cup of pop. Jeepers. Can't you be more on time?
Gee willikers.
Right. So, anyway, everybody, welcome to the big show. I hope you are listening on Talk Radio X. Head over to talkradiox.com. Join up. Use the forums. Tell me how much you love me and how much you tolerate intern Jessica. This is the big show where we sit around and we talk about a lot of things, like...
Books?
Yes!
TV?
Yes!
Movies?
Yes!
Art?
All right.
Yes!
I'll give it to you.
Will you?
If you want to talk about, The Scream or the Mona Lisa, I'm willing to indulge it.
Great.
I've seen a Jackson. I saw
Escher.
I saw Pollock. I feel like I know some art in this world. Well, you know, tonight is a huge night here at the big show. At the big program.
Why is that, Dan?
Well, I'm going to tell you, maybe people out there don't realize, don't know, aren't aware. However, I'm going to announce that tonight is our 100th episode.
You'd figure by now we'd have a couple of different cheers and clapping.
You'd figure. Well,
but it's
okay.
The same, woo.
Yeah, that guy's always going, woo.
Woo.
Yes, and, well, you know, there's always this one, which sounds like a bowl of Rice Krispies to me. So that's why I don't really use that. Well, listen to it. If you just poured the milk in...
Oh, you know what?
Right?
I could go for a bowl of Rice Krispies.
I'm not going to comment on that. Now, here it is. We've reached triple digits, which now means that we can be syndicated. Which is, thank God for that, because that's where the real money is. finally we'll get those real royalty checks. So, but before
we... As opposed to fake ones.
Right. But before we start the big show, I'd like to ask you, Jessica, is there anything that's on your mind this evening?
You know, I was... I had this whole plan.
Right.
I had this idea in my head.
Right.
I was going to go research it, get some feedback, and get some more details about it. And I was going to discuss it today on the show. Unfortunately, at work, in between sleeping with my eyes open and actually working my tail off.
I think that's called narcolepsy. But go ahead.
Not only did I not research the thing I wanted to research, but I don't even have any idea what it was I wanted to research. I had this huge plan. I was thinking, this is going to be great. I could probably go for a good 20, 30 minutes even. And I don't even remember what it was for.
I'm going to say, well, what were you... You don't even know what your subject was?
What show were we watching last night? Something like... No, it was this morning. I was going to prep a show that we watch in the morning sometimes, so don't mention it, because I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing.
I was going to go over... There's a really embarrassing, lame show. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, because tune in tomorrow. I'll keep it as a cliffhanger. And I was going to find out the plots to a few of them.
Oh, my God.
Because they're so ridiculous. They're so unbelievable. So that's going... My segment tonight is to prep you for my segment tomorrow. Now, also, just so you know, I'm here tonight, and I ought to be playing hockey. But I was really tired today.
No. Not that you were really tired, but because tonight is the 100th episode, you were so excited, how could you possibly go and play hockey when such a momentous occasion is upon us?
I didn't even know it was the 100th episode. I'm going to be honest with you.
As you open your Coke into the microphone. Man, was that fake sounding. It sounded more like an old Atari game than actually somebody drinking soda.
Boop.
All right. So basically your segment is that you don't have a segment. I've heard this segment before, by the way.
I know.
This is not the first time you've done this segment.
Well, listen, if you want me to, give me a couple minutes. I'll research a segment.
No.
What's on tonight?
Heroes. We should talk a little bit about Heroes, because I want to go over this more. I want to, like, every time there's an episode, I want us to break it down, because I get such a kick out of it.
Well, so you want to break it down tomorrow?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to watch it tonight, and then we'll break down Heroes.
You know, one of my segments was breaking down all the characters and
right.
getting up to speed, and you want to know something. I think it's only one show behind. Like, I think I got it prepped all the way up to two shows ago.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, don't worry. When we go over it, we will... include very briefly everyone's backstories and things like that. But I'll tell you what, the coolest thing that I've seen all year on television happened in Heroes. And that's the scene where the guy is the politician who can fly.
Nathan.
See, I don't know anyone's name on the show except for Hiro, the Asian guy who can stop time.
Yes, Nathan Palmeretti or something.
See,
like that.
Okay. That's wonderful.
He's the brother of... Oh, and I don't know his name.
Yeah. Do you know his number?
I wish.
I bet you do.
What?
So, but when the brother who can fly is like being harassed in Vegas, and you know, by the main bad guy, and it's the first time you really see him like fly.
And he like takes off.
Yeah, he flies like no one I've ever seen fly. He's like it's almost like he disappears. It's like shoom, and then you see him in the air. You hear like a little like the sound barrier being broken. You hear a little pop. And then you see a streak across the sky. And the nerd in me, when I see that, it's like, whoa! I gotta see that again!
Did you talk about the comic book convention?
Oh, you know what? Very briefly I talked about it. You know, there were some people there that I did not get to mention. If you do not stop opening the Coke like that, I'm going to kill you. All right. Now, here are some people that I saw at the convention. Okay, I saw Margot Kidder looking not so well these days, by the way.
Wasn't she, like, nuts-o?
Yes, she was nuts. She was, like, living in a bush or something.
Was she living with Anne Hetch? Did they speak their little
alien language? Yes, she was bonkers like Anne Hetch was bonkers, but I think she's okay now. Like, Anne Hetch is okay now. I don't know how that happened. Like, Anne Hetch went bonkers, and then she wasn't gay anymore. Did you know that? she's now dating guys? I don't know what happened.
Some girls, it's like a fad.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so there was Margot Kidder, and across, she was next to the woman who played Lois Lane in the old Superman TV show.
Wow.
Now, she wasn't,
old lady.
Right, she actually wasn't there. She was doing a Q&A somewhere.
Oh, so in other words, the seat was reserved.
Yes, the seat was reserved for her. Her name is, I think, Noelle Neal or something along those lines, right? She's actually in Superman Returns in the very beginning, in the opening. She plays the old lady that Lex gets the money from in the very beginning in that opening scene.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, when she was in
he's
Superman
so
the movie.
Evil.
Oh, he's such a... He's a bastard, as Jessica might say. Now, across from them, generating zero interest, was the guy who played Superboy in the late 80s, early 90s syndicated Superboy TV show.
Superboy!
Right. Nobody was going near him, by the way.
Aw, poor Superboy.
Right? Very popular was the Iron Sheik, the old wrestler.
Did he make people humble?
I would make you humble. He would get loud, like you could hear him. Ah, rah, 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 rah. And he scared the crap out of Alexa when we would walk past him. She would, like, hold on to me because he'd like, stand up and he would just be, like, you know, running his mouth. Blah, 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 blah. I hate Hulk Hogan. Blah, 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 blah.
He hates Hulk Hogan because he's got a show on VH1.
Right, he hates Hulk Hogan because Hulk Hogan doesn't have to go to comic book conventions to sell autographs for $10 to $20 a pop. That's why he hates Hulk Hogan. And Billy West was there. And he does the voice of Fry on Futurama, and he does Stimpy and Ren and Stimpy. And I believe he's also the new Bugs Bunny.
Oh, no kidding.
No kidding. Also, a very effeminate-looking man, by the way.
Was he very effete?
Yes, he was very effete. And all of these people were... I brought a little MP3 recorder.
I know, I saw
right?
it in your neck when you...
Yeah, were. I was going to talk to some of these people. But... watching them all there.
Yeah.
Selling their autographs for $10 to $20 a pop. Because everyone was for sale.
You know, I don't...
I...
There's something about selling... Do you remember when we were watching Stardates?
Yes.
And it was Eddie Munster?
Yes.
And the date came and said, oh, can I have one of your autograph pictures? And he said, well, you know I sell these for $10. I was like...
Yes, and then he says, you still want it? That's what he said. Yeah, it was. It's very depressing and very sad.
It is.
And I kind of felt like if I had asked these people for like quick sound bites or a little interview, it's like I'm getting a freebie or something.
Well, no, you
because
probably,
I was only,
probably would have charged you.
Right, I wasn't going to pay $10 for an autograph of the Iron Sheik. What am I going to do with it? What would I do? You know what I would do? I'd hang it in my office at work.
Yeah, just for fun.
Do Dan, I make you humble, Iron Sheik. What do you do with something like that? I have no idea. So therefore, I got nothing out of that.
Unfortunately, you know what? We should look up the website and get it for like I might get it for my boss for Christmas. To Luann, call me and I'll make you humble, Iron Sheik. That would be awesome.
Now the real question is, will she know who the Iron Sheik is?
I don't think it really matters.
No? Are you sure?
No, but I did find a nice little thing that I might be sending your brother for Christmas.
Oh, which brother is this?
The brother in the cold weather.
Okay.
Remember I showed it to you?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. He could use one of those, too.
Yeah.
See, but now we have to be aloof because, God forbid, he could actually be listening.
Yeah, that would be funny.
But, you know, it is episode 100, so...
What are we going to do? Are we going to do something? Maybe play some clips or
yeah, I think it's time to reflect on some great things. Bill, you know what? Let me tell you. I have nothing prepared for the night. I went to do my prep, and you know what? I came up empty.
Did you go to do it, or you just lost interest?
I tried, and I just couldn't think of anything to talk about. But you know...
Are you going to make episode 100...
Well, let me tell you. I can remember, though. There was a time when we came across a guy who was very eager to talk about something. Do you remember?
It seems, wait, so there's been a couple.
Well, it seems like it was only yesterday. Okay, I'll tell you what, I'm getting absolutely tired about talking about this. We've been through this frontwards and backwards how many different times?
Way too many.
Way too many. Everybody knows what side I am on, you know? And I'm going to tell you, I think I'm pretty much done with this issue. And wait a minute. Okay, I know no one else out there can see, but this is right here in Coral Springs. This is where we broadcast. Holy cow. There is, like, a police chase that's going on right now. Do you see this?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay. Look, there's helicopters, there's some guy. Oh, my God, look, they've got him surrounded, I think. He is, I think he's on a phone. I think he's pulling out his cell phone. I don't know. Anyway, okay, never mind that. Anyway, what I'm talking about here, okay, I'm telling you, I'm not going to put up with this anymore with people being contrarian. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. We got a caller. Caller, you there?
Yeah, is it Radio Dan?
Yeah,
who's
this?
Yeah, this is Don, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Yeah, listen, I can't believe that you were going on and on, but I had to call in. I'm in the middle of something here, but if you're going to tell me that you think that Lieutenant Tutu was a bigger contributor to the Star Trek series than Geordi, you're out of your mind, pal. I want you to remember one thing. Wait a minute. Hold on one second. Hey, you still there?
Yeah.
Listen, keep in mind, okay, that Geordi was visually challenged, which, you know, is more than just being black or, you know, Asian or whatever the hell Sulu might have.
I told you that. Hold on.
Hey, listen. All right, look, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to have to call. Can I get back?
Yeah. This is the guy that... I can hear him outside.
Hold on a minute. Hey! Wait a minute. Where are you going? Get over here! I gotta go.
Okay. Uh-huh. What the hell was that?
Yeah, I remember that. That was crazy.
Man, what a crazy caller. That guy was very eager to get on the show.
I know. Did he ever call back? I don't think he did.
No, I don't. I call back? Do you think he ever got away? Do you think he's breathing free air?
No, okay. Probably not.
Do you think he's breathing at all? You know what? I'm sure had he gotten away, he probably would have called us from C Block to let us know...
the rest of how he felt. About,
yes, exactly. About
Sulu
about
and Geordi.
About the Sulu / the Sulu v. Geordi LaForge debate. Ah, goodness,
that
I tell you.
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's like old times. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you can't beat old times like that. Now, there was a number of things that I was trying to talk about yesterday, and I just never got to them. You know that? Oh, actually, you know what? You weren't even here yesterday. That's right. I'm just remembering this. Did you listen to the replay?
No, I didn't get a chance. I was busy all day.
We had two callers.
Did we? How'd
we
it go?
One guy was going to be very angry with me, and then when he got on, he was just like, oh, Dad, you're wonderful.
But what was his issue before? Did we know?
Okay, here's what I think happened. Okay, according to Antibert, our
took the call originally.
Yes, right? Yes, who was screening calls last night for us. He let me know. This guy was upset about something that I said was killer. Now, I was referring to Borat killing at the box office, and I was saying how 31,000 per screen is killer, right?
Right.
Now, I believe he misinterpreted this to some other way than that, because I'm only speaking about the film financially, not my own independent, opinion. Yeah, not my own opinion of the quality of the film. As Jessica scrambles once again for the soda. Let's see. Will you make the sound? Can everybody hear that?
No.
She opens it for the 87th time.
Shut up.
up.
You know, we could just get an IV and just strap it up to you. You get that Diet Coke IV. So anyway, I think that's what he was upset about. And then he comes on and he's like, oh, the website is so nice. And, you know, it was like 5 minutes of placating. You people just don't know how gross Jessica's being tonight. You have no idea. Like, you burped and you blew that. What the hell was... What was that all about?
Sorry about that.
Okay.
I remember when we had the kids over, like some friends, and remember they were blowing burps in each other's faces and telling on each other?
Oh, God, yeah. Why do we have kids over?
Because you have a daughter.
Why do I have a daughter?
Because you don't know how to practice safe sex.
This is so true.
Speaking of safe sex.
Right.
I remember a time.
Mmm.
I remember it was like a dream.
So, like I've been saying about this movie Borat.
Oh.
Oh, thank God. You know what?
I'll go get her.
Okay. Hey guys, Shop Pizza, it's 1750.
Oh, okay, here. Here you go.
Thanks a lot. Hey, aren't you Jessica on the show here?
Yeah, I'm intern Jessica.
holy smackers, man. You're even sexier in person than you sound on the radio. What are you doing after the show?
I'm washing my hair. You know, I don't need any change. You could just go.
I got you. I'll give you some change if you know what I'm saying.
No. I don't need change. Go.
What's his name? That guy, he's not your boyfriend or anything. Because, you know what I'm saying? I got the big one.
No.
Come on, man. Seriously. Don't you want to, you want to party or something?
No. Oh, my gosh. This is something else.
Listen. Back off, lady. It's not a big thing. If you don't want any of the, super shred, just say so, and I'll back off, because seriously, you're not that hot, I'll just take my way. I'm just gonna take off. It's no big thing.
Wait a minute. Are you wearing tag body spray?
why, yes I am. Okay, get your bra strap.
I'll get it.
Oh my, holy pepperoni. Wow. This is your best tip ever.
Oh, my gosh. You are hideous. What was I thinking?
You seem like you were liking it before. Okay. I have a question.
That was so embarrassing.
What the hell was that?
Well, you know what?
How come I didn't even hear... I didn't hear any of that. I didn't notice any of that. No wonder you came back, your hair was so messy. And your shirt was on backwards.
And my shirts were on inside out.
And you weren't wearing any pants.
And I was crying in the corner.
Guy sounded a lot like Sid the Slug. Sid the Sloth. You notice that? Was it John Leguizamo? Is that who you were is that who was delivering our pizza?
It was more like the pest.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I hope you're proud of yourself. Banging nasty people on the friggin' radio. It's disgusting.
Sorry.
Hey, everybody. How's everyone doing tonight? I was just about to promo the show that's coming on after us, but I'm not sure if it's going to be on, so let me find out. Let's call Antibert real quick. Let's find out.
Great filler.
Right? Exactly. We'll do a little calling music for Antibert. Call again. Next phone.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, there he is. Antibert, everybody. Antibert.
Congratulations on your 100th episode.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
We would never be here if it wasn't for you, Antibert.
Oh, stop it.
So, Antibert, just a quick question for you. I know you're a very busy man behind the scenes there at Talk Radio X. I'm about to promo the 44th Street show, but I want to make sure that it's actually going to be there before I start talking about it.
Yes, we're all set to go, and we talked to Bradley on my show, and he's very enthused, and I think it's going to be a winner.
Fantastic. Okay. Excellent, excellent.
What is the show about?
It's called 44th Street Poetry Hour. Yes.
With Bradley.
Oh.
44 Poetry Hour.
So is it about poetry? Is it like a new personal original poetry?
I can't talk to Jessica. I'm so sorry, Jessica. I can't look you in the face.
I know. You know how I feel dirty sitting next to her.
I did that stupid parody on my show, and I feel so guilty. I can't even face Jessica.
Oh my god!
What? I thought he was talking about what I just did.
I'm sorry.
No.
Was this something that you played?
Yeah, I did it live, and
we. She,
you know,
she
I'm sorry.
She didn't hear it.
I'm glad, but I get out.
Jessica,
what
do you have to say to this? They did some horrible parody of you.
They did?
Well, it was in honor of your 100th episode.
All right.
And I was trying to get you on the line, but you know, I couldn't get through, so I did it anyway.
Okay. Well, can you play it?
What's that?
Can you play it?
Can you do it again?
Well, I have it on the tape. I mean, but it would be so awful for Jessica to hear this.
No. If
don't worry, I'll turn her headphones off.
All right. Yes.
All right.
I'm gonna take my headphones off.
All right. Let's see if I could find it here.
It sounds
it's,
like
during
a...
my show.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on, Dan.
All right. A little finding music, shall we?
There's something that I feel very strongly about. Oh, that's great. Yeah, well, yeah.
Show.
Well, I'm probably stupid. I'm being silly.
Wow, it's
but
like fast-forwarding a CD.
It's on his show. And, you know, all I have to say is sometimes...
Here,
okay, you listening now?
Yes.
In your head,
yes,
you get
it's
that
just me now.
Bug, and you, have to
you got it?
Yes.
You have to be in the best taste. But, so we apologize. But here is a different version of the Topsy song. And this is... Well, okay. Let's see if I could do this. There's no intro, so I have to go right into it.
Oh, boy.
Let me start one more time. It starts right off there. When I lived on Long Island, I was a dirty whore. But now that I am with Dan, I am Mary Tyler Moore. I never blow Dan, I never blow Dan. I just sit there and show him I can. I never blow Dan, I never blow Dan. If he's lucky, I'll give him a hand. Alright, that's the first verse. Alright. Then I got the second verse. I can't put this together into a song because I don't have the middle parts. This is all I have. All right, second verse. When I am feeling frisky, I can't get that first part. One more time. When I'm feeling frisky, I dress up like a clown. Do this to ensure that I won't have to go downtown. I never blow Dan. I never blow Dan. I just sit there. And show him I can. I never vote in. I never vote in. I withhold oral sex if I can. Alright, one more. Get it over with. Alright. Here we go. Last verse. of the Topsy Parrot. I'm thinking it's romantic. I like to feel his tongue. But when it comes to my turn, I just tell him that it's wrong. I never bought in, I never bought in. I just put it there and show him I can. I never bought in, I never bought in. If he's lucky, I'll give him a hand. All right. Sorry.
Wow, that's like, you know.
I'm sorry. Was it okay?
Oh, you know, it's a good thing you put your headphones down, honey. Let me tell you.
Would I be upset?
You know what? I'm not. Here's my own personal opinion on this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you'd be upset or not. That's not for me to say. I will say this: there was a lot of truth in that song. that's all I want to say.
All right.
There's a lot of honesty that came out. From our pals over there on the live tech show tonight.
That's hysterical.
Oh, man. That might be the best song I've ever heard in my entire life.
I think it followed our little segment pretty funnily.
Yeah, actually, I know. It was good timing on that.
I figured I'd want to include into your special 100th episode.
Why, thank you, Antebird. Maybe one day I'll get to listen to it.
Oh, I hope not. I couldn't really talk to you knowing I just did that. I couldn't.
Well, whatever was said, I forgive you.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right. So, carry on. I'll be listening to the rest of the show.
All right.
Unless you had anything else for me.
Nope, that's it. You have
all right,
for
Dan.
No.
Thank you for 100 shows, and I hope for many hundred more.
Oh,
many more hundreds of shows.
Yeah. Alright. Alright, goodbye.
That was awesome. What a way to end the call.
Yeah. Way to botch it. Okay, so you heard that, everybody, out there in internet radio land. You heard it. 44th Street, the Poetry Hour with Bradley. I like how he's Bradley.
Is that...
Maybe it's not... No, it's not Badsy. It's not Brad.
Oh, it's not Brad.
No, it's not him. Oh! Speaking of, though, here comes a call. Brad, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to let you guys know that I had absolutely no participation in that song.
Oh, was it... I didn't listen. Was it bad?
It was... Yeah, it was pretty offensive. I was actually turned off. I had to take a shower after I heard it the first time.
Wow.
Well,
I'm just calling to wish you guys a happy 100th episode.
Thank you, Brad.
How nice.
And I hope you guys create hundreds of more episodes for us.
Well, thank you so much. I do appreciate that.
How are you liking the flashback sequences this evening?
I think they're great.
Okay, good.
You guys took part in a lot of history.
Didn't we?
The car chase.
Yeah.
The pizza dude. A lot of craziness happened over the year.
A lot of Americana, so to speak.
Americana? I don't know. Car chases and you sleeping with a pizza man on the air. That's Americana to you.
It's like apple pie and baseball.
Yes. You being
it's American graffiti written all over again.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Anyways, congratulations, guys, on your 100th episode.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
See ya. Oh, Brad.
Oh, Brad. See?
He's like my radio boyfriend.
Oh, is that what he's like?
Mm-hmm. Remember how you had boyfriend and a neighborhood boyfriend?
Yes, yes.
Oh, well, I guess you're on the radio with me.
I was going to say, I'm on the radio
but
as well.
We're not together on the radio.
We're not.
No, because you always flirt with girls.
Oh, well, that's true, I do. But, yeah, but some of those girls are really hot. What do you expect me to do?
Hey, you know what? Brad's really hot.
Yes, I suppose. All right.
You have anything tonight?
No, I
have...
Anything
at all?
You know what? Do you remember we were talking about Ellen Burstyn being nominated for an Emmy for a role that was...
2 seconds long?
No, it was not. Let's not be ridiculous. It was not 2 seconds. It was 14 seconds. Anyway, she's finally commenting on this.
Is she?
Yes, because she had nothing to say before. Like, when she was up for this award, she had nothing to say. And now she says,
"Shut up, y'all."
No, she says, "When they told me I was nominated for that, I went, what? Are you kidding?" She added, "I thought it was fabulous. My next ambition is to get nominated for seven seconds, and ultimately, I want to be nominated for a picture in which I don't even appear."
She better watch it. She'll get that nomination stripped. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, it's already happened. She didn't win.
Oh, sorry.
Man, keep up, Jess. Jeez. So embarrassing.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. So, do you know what's coming on tomorrow night on Talk Radio X?
Tomorrow night will be Tuesday, so we'll have DVD releases.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I meant the entire network.
Well, the Radio Dance Show will be at 9.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about something that might be good.
Well,
there's a live test show at 8 o'clock.
Live test show at 8 o'clock.
And do you know what's on?
Hopefully, Jessica parody free, from what I'm hearing about this parody.
Listen. I'm going to tell you something about the Jessica parody.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
I know you weren't listening.
I know. I wasn't listening.
You don't want to hear it?
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to tell you this, all right?
All right.
It's the truest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Wow, maybe I should hear it. Maybe I need to be awoken.
Just trust me.
Maybe I need to wake up.
Oh, okay, all right. Should I just move on to some stuff to talk about here?
Maybe.
George Lucas?
No, don't.
You know how much I like George Lucas, right? He's saying, "I don't want to make movies anymore."
How funny, because the public's been saying that for 20 years.
Right. He wants to quit filmmaking to concentrate more on lucrative TV projects. He's now saying that making movies is too risky nowadays because the average cost of shooting and marketing a blockbuster is now $200 million.
And Lord knows he doesn't have it.
It's ridiculous. Hey, George, maybe you pare down. Maybe if you actually wrote a script with characters and real dialogue, maybe you don't need $200 million for your budget. What do you think, Jez? On your marketing.
Take a movie and make it, just take out some of the CG.
Right? But hey, George, I'm going to tell you something. Borat cost $14 million. Saw 3 cost $10 million.
Well, don't tell them to start making...
No, but you know what? It has special effects. It's been successful. It didn't cost $200 million. Anyway, he's taking his lame-ass production company, Lucasfilm, and they're pushing their way into television and low-budget movies. I don't know what low-budget means.
Well, probably like Saw and Borat.
Let's hope.
Sorry. She's an idiot right out there.
I know, you do.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Well, you're sitting there and saying about him, you know.
Let's just move on, shall we?
Sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. No, no.
I'm so sorry to show the world your point was not what you thought it was going to be.
Okay. I appreciate
it. What is this? Kate Moss named Model of the Year.
Yes, she was named Model of the Year. They had the what do you call the Model Awards? What do you call that? Like,
the Vames?
No, you'd have to, like, the Farrahs or something like that.
Is that
the Twiggies.
The Twiggies.
That's it. It'd have to be the Twiggies.
The Twiggies. You know, she's on America's Next Top Model.
Really?
She's one of the...
How does she look?
She looks, you know what she looks like? An old Euro. Lady.
Oh, well, isn't that what she is?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I didn't know she was still alive. She swept the Twiggies. I thought that she had, like, died of under-eating. Like, years ago.
Well, if Nicole Richie's still hanging around, why not Twiggy?
True.
See, I don't think Twiggy was ever... I mean, she's really, really, really... I'm sorry, what?
My cheek still hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
His 5 o'clock shadow was... hurting my cheek.
That's what you get.
It's all raw.
So anyway, Kate Moss was named Model of the Year at the British Fashion Awards in London, also known as the Twiggies. You know, a year ago, she's a cokehead.
I know.
Now she's Model of the Year.
Is she still modeling, I guess?
And in a related story, Pete Daughtry has been named Cokehead of the Year. Pete Daughtry, that's the rocker dude she was with.
Oh.
He was the one who was giving her all the coke.
That bad influence.
I tell you, I waste my whole entire talent sitting with you.
Sorry.
All right, how about
I'm pretty weak tonight. I'm very sorry.
All right, did you know that Oliver Stone is shooting an Olympic promo? I don't know.
Is it about conspiracy theories?
I know. It's about the East German judge. That's our... It takes place in the 1980s.
7.8.
Yeah, I know. The East German judge in every competition. Oh, good Lord. I don't know. It's encouraging cultural exchange. Whose idea is it to send Oliver Stone for cultural exchange? This is the guy who gave us Midnight Express. There was the cultural exchange of Oliver Stone. Oliver Stone does Turkey, Midnight Express. Oliver Stone does Cubans, Scarface.
What else?
I don't. Oliver Stone does Vietnam, Platoon, and other films. Platoon and whatever else he's still going on about. Oliver Stone does America, JFK.
Oh, I was thinking Natural Born Killers.
Oh, just Natural Born Killers. I know. Really, it's just so funny. It's a the Olympics are going to be in China, so he better not be there when they show it.
Because they're going to keep his ass.
They'll keep his ass. He'll be there with Jack Bauer. It's a 5-minute.
When is that starting?
That starts in January, by the way. The new season of 24. Yes, with the brother. David Palmer's brother is going to be the president, and Powers Booth is playing the vice president.
Let me ask you, you think they're going to just gloss over the whole China thing with Jack?
No, I've already seen photos, and they're not glossing over the whole China thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they do that.
I have a feeling it's going to be like a Die Another Day thing, where he's held for so long, and then he's exchanged for some reason.
Oh.
It's a guess. I don't really know. I have no idea. Anyway, he's filming, Oliver Stone, that is. He's filming the project in Beijing. I'm sure he's being a real swell guy while there. And the organizers have made a statement saying it would form a promotional video for cultural exchange between Beijing and the world. So it's going to be shown on TV, in movies, flights in China, and abroad in the run-up to the sporting extravaganza. Now, this is what Oliver Stone says. He says, today, many peoples of the world can live in harmony, and China plays an important role. China and the United States are the two big countries that should have more interaction. You know what this makes me think of?
No.
You have no idea? What are you laughing about?
Because whatever it is, it's going to make me laugh.
Okay. China and the United States are having plenty of interaction. In fact, I believe the interaction is called Antibert and Twinkles. That interaction happens like every single night.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. Let's see. My goal in shooting this Olympic short film also lies in this, the need to build a harmonious international society. Oliver Stone is feeling the need to build a harmonious international society.
Did someone put Oliver Stone and the word harmonious in the same sentence?
I know. Who gave him the happy pills?
I know. Who is he pretending to be? And look at that picture of him. It looks like he went to Sears.
Right.
And he got, like, portrait studio done.
Yes, those are his Brian Allen shots.
Yeah.
Was it Brian Allen or is it Burn Allen?
Brian Allen.
Those are his glamour shots.
Although I think it's spelled funny. I think it's spelled with a Y.
It is. It is still funny. All right. You know, speaking of, like, international things, do you remember that one time? Remember back when that terrorist came into the studio by mistake?
Oh, my gosh. I still remember that.
Man, I tell you, it seems like it was yesterday.
So, I was thinking today for my segment.
Oh, God. Here we go.
We can talk about... Did you send someone to stop my segment?
No, but I'm glad somebody... Hang on!
All right, everyone in here, against the wall!
Okay.
Both of you, now!
Yes.
Go now!
Yes, sir.
Against the wall.
Against the wall, yes.
I'm here to speak on behalf of Muslim Muhammad and I have a message, and I'm going to broadcast my message on the air, and you two will be witness. And then everything will go in a big kaboom.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Give me this microphone. You see this here?
Yes.
Do you see this?
Yes, I see it.
You, the funny one.
Yeah, that must
be me.
No, the tall one.
That must be me.
Enough! What do you see here?
Okay, I see a box with a lot of wires sticking.
That's
out
right.
It.
Very good. This is my suicide bomb.
Yes.
And now I'm going to enable this bomb, and both of you, silence.
Oh.
I mean, just a minute.
Oh. Okay.
You know, I know that they call them towelheads.
Right.
But he's got a towel on his head.
What? What are you talking about?
Look at his head. Do you see what it says?
Black. Spike. Scheiße.
Super 8 Motel?
Hold it! What?
Wait,
what is going on behind? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What kind of... I said silence!
That's a German accent.
It is?
Yes. What are you doing here?
Yeah. All right, hold on, guys. Hold on. Just hold everything. all right, I'm trying to, you know, I'm kind of new at this. I'm just trying to, hold on, let me get
this
off.
Yeah, no kidding, you're new.
I'm just trying to get, I'm changing careers, and I'm in the middle of that, I thought I would try this out, and you know, I'm having a hard time, so if you guys could just bear with me.
Is anyone legit on this show ever?
I'm sorry?
All right.
What are you trying to do?
I know, what were you thinking coming here, anyway?
Well, they told me I got to find a large audience to broadcast the message, and you know, you get the message out, and then you make the big explosion, and that's what I'm doing.
Sir,
yeah, I'm trying
sir.
To get done.
Stop with the rap.
Okay,
sir,
what?
We have four listeners.
Four listeners for what? You know, I mean, I don't understand the demographical.
No, no, we have four listeners total.
This
That's
is
it?
An internet radio station. It's like PBS, only not as big.
It's like PBS with like more viewers.
Yeah. Oh gosh,
yeah.
Guys,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They didn't, you know, they're really vague with their emails, you know, and everything. So
yeah.
I didn't really have.
Yeah, well, you better leave your address so I know where to build that door to.
that was kind of cool, though,
yeah.
Right away I busted
mm-hmm.
in like that. You
yeah,
guys are
sure.
like, holy, believe me,
look.
Listen, tall one, you almost peed.
Listen, hush up, listen, get your explosive and go find somebody else to bother, okay?
Actually,
all right, listen, I'm sorry. Good luck with the program and everything.
Yeah, thanks.
You know?
All right, see ya.
All right. No, both of you guys, seriously, I apologize and, you know, love you. Hey, can you tell me how to get to Howard Stern? Maybe he could...
Get
use
out
little...
of here.
Well, okay, no. You got to take 95 and you got to go north and...
Okay, hold on, let me...
Get off.
I got to write this down.
No, you know, wait, hang on. Let me draw you a map. Hold on a second here.
Oh, man, he's
there
awesome.
You
know, really,
right?
When you think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
No, hey, look. You know what it's like when you're lost. You know, you want good directions. Hold on a second.
I'll tell you what, though. The segment
okay.
you were getting ready
there
to
you
start, your part of the show is the best thing that they have on this
okay.
show.
Okay, time for you to go.
Oh, okay. All right, take care, guys. Good
Thanks.
Luck.
Thanks. Bye.
What a wacko.
Tell me about it.
All right. You better be okay with that. That's real explosive.
I know, and you know, we've got that stair out there. That one step's pretty loose. He might... Wow, so much wackiness happens around here.
This place...
I tell you.
...filled to the brim with wacky misunderstandings.
You know what?
It's like a with, Three's Company episode, I swear.
With all of the perversion and violence that goes on around here, it's a wonder that we show up every day. I need a raise. Do you remember we were talking about Sienna Miller?
No. Sorry.
Okay, so the act. Did you? Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Did you think about the question at all, or did you just instantly answer? Did you say, oh, wait, were we talking about her? Or did you just go instantly, Sienna Miller? No. And then you said it. No.
No.
Okay. All right, let me refresh your memory. Okay. She was in Pittsburgh filming a film. And she referred to it as?
The garbage sewer state.
She called it Schittsburg.
Schittsburg was...
Yes.
Right.
Well, Sienna Miller has not only apologized, but now we know why she's claiming that she said what she said.
There's a method to her madness?
Well, there's a reason. Just like, drinking can make you anti-Semitic.
Oh, God.
Apparently, tiredness can make you an asshole.
Listen, I totally understand.
Oh, yeah.
I am so tired, and I'm such an asshole tonight, and I apologize.
Well, anyway, listen, all right? Now, she was in Alfie, and she was in Layer Cake, in case you don't know who she is. Now, she ignored this one guy's request for ID at the entrance of a bar and ordered a drink. And then she was asked to leave. Now, according to the owner of this tavern, someone named Penny Folino, Sienna Miller said, I am Sienna Miller. I am a famous actress. I always love that take. I always love when you get that, I'm famous, or don't you know who I am? I love that.
You know, the only thing she's really famous for is, going back and forth with...
With Jude Law?
Yeah.
With banging him?
Yeah.
With stealing him from his wife?
You know, she was in Alfie. I barely remember her.
Right.
You know? She was in... What else did you say she was in?
She was in Layer Cake.
I don't remember her at all. It was such a small part, you
right.
know? That's not... She should say, I am a famous tabloid queen, is what she should say. Because that's the only way she's really famous. I mean, it's not like she's up there with...
Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
Man, are you okay? Are you on tonight?
I'm so tired. I'm so
tired. Man, are you going to pass out when we finish?
I'm trying.
Good
I'm
Lord.
I'm trying to stay awake.
Okay. All right. Is it time for some lightning round, Jessica?
I think it is.
Oh, thank God for the good old standard, the lightning round.
Too bad the pizza guy is not here to go against you.
Oh, is that right? Please, go ahead. Set the clock. Go ahead. What is it?
We took one word from a TV show title and replaced it with a medical term.
Oh, this is going to be easy, but go ahead.
I want you to tell me the word that really belongs.
Okay.
For example, if I say, leave it to bronchitis, you would say...
Fever.
Let's get started.
Go ahead. Yes.
Leprosy 5-0.
Hawaii.
Correct. Simon and Ferus...
Simon.
Yes. ABC's Wide World of Sores.
Sports.
Yes. Beat the clot.
Clock.
Yes. Stethoscope of the century.
Deal?
No.
Sale.
Yes. Name that tumor.
See, that even sounds like the word tune.
Yes. It takes a thermometer.
A thief.
Yes. The Joker's rabid.
He's rabidly wild.
Yes. Sputum P.I.
Magnum?
Yes. Ryan's eczema. Ooh, that's like you.
Wow, I actually have eczema. Hope.
Yes.
See, that wasn't even, remotely challenging. Forget when they were replacing one word. When they come up with something better than that. Come on. Give me something with a K.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
I'll name the men in uniform, and you say the show they were on.
Ah, okay. Very good.
For example, if I say Captain Steubing, you'd say?
Love Boat.
That's right.
Fantastic.
Let's get started. Deputy Barney Fife.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Yes. Captain Kirk.
Star Trek.
Yes.
This is the worst theme ever made, possibly. Listen to this. Oh. Awful.
Terrible. Murray the Cop.
The Odd Couple.
Yes. Sergeant Vincent Carter.
Oh, Sergeant Carter. Sergeant Carter. Hmm. Wow. Oh, the ending, Gomer Pyle.
Yes.
USMC.
Ralph Cramden.
The Honeymooners.
Yes. Gopher Smith.
Love Boat.
Yes. Sergeant Phil Esterhaus.
Sergeant, Sergeant Bilko?
No.
No,
Esterhaus?
Esterhaus. Sergeant Phil. Man, I have, you know what? I have no idea.
Here, you want to see the name?
That doesn't help me at all.
All right. Tony Nelson.
What do you call it? Liza Minnelli.
Yes. Cliff Clavin.
Cheers.
Yes. Lieutenant Quentin McHale.
McHale's Navy.
Yes. Sergeant Phil Esterhaus.
Sergeant Phil Esterhaus. What the hell was there a guy named Sergeant Phil on? I don't know. F Troop.
Hill Street Blues.
Oh! Would have never gotten that crap. You know why? Because I only watched like 3 episodes of that show.
I'll say the catchphrase.
Oh, you got another one? Okay. One more. This is it.
I'll say the catchphrase.
Right.
And you name the show that made it famous. For example, if I say, oh, Rob, you say...
The Dick Van Dyke Show. All right. Only if you read them like that, though. In character.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mr. Grant.
The Ray Tyler Moore Show.
Yes. Bachelorette, number 2.
The live test show.
No. No.
The dating game.
Yes.
Yeah,
that is correct.
No, he does the dating game all the time, though.
Yeah, but that's not what that's
called. I know, but
that's
you
not the answer in the book.
I'm sorry.
Skip to subject.
Sorry. Sorry.
Holy backdrop!
That reminds me, I took a picture of one of the Batmobile, and the guy was like, hey, you can't do that. Batman.
Yes. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's that old lady who wasn't sitting in her chair. Superman.
Yes. Bang, zoom to the moon.
I don't, you know, he didn't actually, we would say bang, zoom, but he wouldn't say bang, zoom to the moon. That's incorrect. That's the Honeymooner song.
Yes. Wilma.
You singing some, you know, you singing like some opera there? That's the Flintstones though.
Yes. Make Whoopi.
The Newlywed Game.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Stupid Petrix.
That was your David Letterman impression?
Yeah, it's my David Letterman.
That was good. That was, yeah, that was terrible. Okay, that was the David Letterman.
I know nothing. I hear nothing.
Hogan's Heroes.
Yes. I'm Chevy Chase, and you're not.
SNL.
Yes.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Oh, God, are we done ever. Okay, listen up, everybody. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. It's time for some exciting, fun poetry. Thanks
it's
to...
It's got to be better than this. Weakest 100th episode. Worst 100th episode ever.
Is it worse than the Three's Company where with Lucille Ball, and she does all her favorite clips? Do you remember that?
Three's Company?
Yeah, when Three's Company hit, I believe it was 100 episodes, Lucille Ball was the guest star, right? And she was actually just herself, and she was like, hi, because, you know, she was older and she was all gravelly, but, hi, I'm Lucille Ball, and these are my favorite clips from Three's Company.
Where'd they roll her out from?
Huh?
So where'd they roll her out from?
Apparently, she was a huge fan of the show, and she wanted to do it herself. She was like, she asked to do it.
That's really funny.
And she, you know, like, there was no one else hanging around on the set. It was just her. Like, she was in the apartment.
Oh, she was in the apartment?
And then they played the clips, and at the very end of it, like, John Ritter comes on, and he's like, oh, Lucille Ball!
Oh.
As though, you know, he...
The show?
As though he wouldn't know she'd be on the set.
Oh, like John Ritter comes in.
Yeah, exactly, yes. And I think she says, "Hi, John." And, "Wow, Lucille Ball, what are you doing here?" You know.
See, they should have had him come in as Jack Tripper.
And then, like, tripped over something?
"What are you doing in my house? And can you help me pay the rent?"
Can you please, like, watch... Hold the swinging door so I can run into it with this tray? Yes, yes, yes. But anyway, 44th Street Poetry is coming up. Tomorrow night, it's the live test show, it's Radio Dan, and then it's the Michael Zavala show. And Thursday, all of you people, stick around on Thursday at 8 p.m. on the live test show. Chris Beatty, the founder of the National Novel Writing Month, also known as NaNoWriMo, go to NaNoWriMo.org to find out. There are a bunch of people doing this. You write one novel, 50,000 words in 1 month. He's going to come on and tell us all about it, all about the insane challenge of doing that and what it's like. You know,
I actually did it once.
I did it twice.
No, you didn't.
No, I did do it twice. I didn't finish the book, but I achieved the goal of 50,000 words. So, in your face. The book is still unfinished, but nonetheless, I still got the icon that they give out. And the little certificate. So, there.
There you go.
All right, but we are out of here for the night. Say good night to Jessica.
Good night, Jessica.
Normal show tomorrow, everybody. I promise. Radio Dan saying good night.
Log on to Mystery Play Internet Radio for the live show, Mystery Play Live, every Saturday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time Zone.